Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get the phone calls in the mix. We're talking Lions. It's a football Friday. The Houston Texans hosting Detroit on Sunday Night Football. And if you missed the picks, we all think the Lions are winning this game and covering. There's really a lot of optimism around this team. We've talked about it. Nothing phases them. But at the same time, not to talk out of both sides of our mouth, John has them at 14-3. That means they will lose two games the rest of the way. I am much more optimistic at 15-2, but even I think they're going to lose one game the rest of the way. When is it? But let's get to the phones. We've got Sean in Westland. Sean, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I don't want to throw shade on the situation because I love the run that we're on. I love the Lions. I love the Smith trade, but just precautionary, right? So, Za'Darius Smith was opposite Myles Garrett in Cleveland, and he's come into a situation where he doesn't have Hutch on the other end right now. So, as excited as I am for it, I just don't know that the production is going to be there as much as it was in Cleveland. But he's basically replacing Davenport at this point, right?
Well, I mean, no, I think he's a much better version of Marcus Davenport. You could make a couple
of that, yeah.
But he's, I mean, so Davenport, you can never really rely on to be there. Za'Darius Smith, other than in 21, his last year in Green Bay, he has played 16 games in almost every single year of his career, and he might actually play 18 this year.
Yeah.
So a couple things.
I just look at it without Garrett on the other end.
Oh, I think it's a factor. It's a factor. Now, I would point out that Detroit's got some interior space eaters that can demand a double occasionally, which will help Za'Darius. Detroit is also willing to blitz opposite the Aiden spot of the defense to help create one-on-ones. That's one thing they did last year to free Aiden up, is they blitzed opposite side with some safeties and linebackers. And I imagine to help Za'Darius, it's good defensive coaching, they'll sprinkle that in. I don't like the Davenport comparison. And, John, you were already starting to go down this path, but I'll put some numbers to it. Davenport's last three seasons, three total sacks. Za'Darius has more this year in half a season than Davenport has over three. Now, some of that is injury, but Davenport played 21 games in that span, and Za'Darius has been more productive
in
this
nine.
Season. Yep. Exactly. So, to your point, he's between Davenport and Hutch. He's much better than Davenport. No one will confuse him for Aiden Hutchinson.
No. And so you mentioned it, blitzes on the other side and the pressure up the middle. There's a lot of different things that they can do to try and mimic what Za'Darius was working with in Cleveland. It's not going to happen. He is not going to come in and replace Hutch. He is a guy that can come in and be better than what they had. And that is James Houston. It hasn't even been Josh Pascal. He hasn't been played for the last 2 weeks. So he is a guy that they brought in to upgrade what they have been working with for the last 3 weeks.
All right, John. The Lions, will be favored in every game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I'll ask you the impossible. Pick a loss. And for your case, you got to pick two.
I got to pick two.
Sorry, buddy.
Right, yes. I mean, they are allowed to do better.
Yes.
But I do have the buffer. I already picked the Texans to lose this week to our Detroit Lions. And so when you look at the rest of the schedule, it almost has to be division matchups.
Mm-hmm.
I think is one way that you could do it. So, and I really only have to pick one. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. Because we saw last year, what they did to the Packers in Green Bay. And then the turnaround of the Packers coming here and returning the favor on home field. I don't necessarily see that happening, although I think that's going to be a tough out at Ford Field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with at the Bears, because the Bears at that point will have nothing to lose, nothing to play for, and it's just going to simply be a spoiler. And I think something, it's just a division game where something weird happens. So they end up splitting with the Bears. And then they go out to San Francisco, they pound them, they secure the one seed, they sit Jared Goff, they sit Penei Sewell, they sit a couple of guys against the Vikings, because it doesn't matter. So that's their second loss.
Okay. I feel like you a little cheeky there to get there.
A little back in there.
Okay. Now, the only thing I would say, are you going to sit guys back-to-back weeks because you have the bye?
Sure.
And different teams will handle it differently.
Okay. So even if they don't, all right, you play Jared Goff, you play the starters, you play everybody for the first two series.
And then you call off the dogs, okay.
And everybody's out.
And that's the second.
That's the second one.
That's the third loss of the season. Let's get to Devel in Madison Heights. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So you actually stole my thunder, because that's exactly how I felt we was going to get one more loss. I think we would have everything sold up by the San Francisco game, home field, number one, all that division. And they played, you know, the starters one quarter just to get a taste of playing them, just in case we meet them in the playoffs. And then after that, you know, we just lose because we're going to have the backups in. That's the only loss.
So you think they lose to San Francisco, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that. I was thinking Chicago at Chicago, you know, in the elements. I'm like, well, we just won at the elements.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm good with that.
I know.
Well, I think
it's going to be San Fran.
I'm trying to manufacture a loss, is kind of how I feel now, but it's going to happen.
It's a challenge. I had the same thought. I go, okay, well, what is going to trip this team up? Because the weather didn't do it, and it was raining and it was windy. Previously, I thought, yeah, at Chicago could be snowing outdoors, windy city. I mean, Green Bay kind of prove that that's not going to be the thing that trips this football team up. Well,
the logical ones, the best opponents are Bills, Niners.
Yeah, and if the Niners are humming, they get CMC back. But I think Detroit, like we've seen against Dallas, has something to prove against San Francisco.
That's also why I don't think they sit anybody.
Not in that
even
game.
It'd be bizarre if the number one seed was locked up by then. It's possible.
With two weeks to go. It depends if they just go on a tear here. So just real quick, the schedule is Houston this week. We all picked them. Jacksonville next week.
Nah.
Come on. At Indy.
Nah.
Bears at home on Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving's been an issue for Detroit, but I'm not picking them to lose on Thanksgiving to the Bears. Right.
Are you the Packers? 16.
Tariqa kind of dared me yesterday.
He dared you. 16.
Packers at home on Thursday night. I think they win that game as well. I'm going to go with the easy button. I think Josh Allen's a different breed, different cat. I think that's the only loss they have in the regular season.
Oh, so you don't think they can win the Super Bowl then?
See what he does to me, people? You see what this guy does?
He has to pick a loss.
It feels impossible, right? I mean, sure, Lions are better than the Bills. They win that game, then they win in Chicago because the weather doesn't matter anymore. They beat the Niners because of revenge. I suppose I could say that
maybe you'd take my easy way out.
Steal your easy. Yeah. But I don't know that you sit guys with 2 weeks off at that point. I do think you're going to put out your starters in that football game.
All right.
Thank you, John.
One loss is going to be Buffalo. That's the next loss. And I do believe that this team's going to have a little trouble with the top QBs in the league. And Josh Allen's one of them right now. He's, number three? Wouldn't you go Lamar, Mahomes, Lamar, and then Allen?
Like, think about this. Jordan Love, turnovers killed him. He had the time to make plays against his Lions defense. Yep. Josh Allen used to be that quarterback. He has really reduced his turnovers. If a Josh Allen who doesn't commit turnovers comes to Detroit, and even if he doesn't have the same amount of time because of Zadarius, he'll buy his own time. He's Josh Allen.
Plus, James Cook has been absolutely phenomenal this year, and they've really created a dynamic there. And I think Amari Cooper was a great add. One of the sneakiest trade deadline acquisitions.
Good for them.
And look, I don't think the Lions are going to get blown out by any means. I think it'll be a classic, and they'll just end up barely losing. And then I think the other loss will be that Viking game, because after they're going to play Monday night in San Francisco, and that's when they're going to clinch the NFC in the one seed, and they're going to really give these guys a break in that game. They'll play a few series, like you said. But
if we all think revenge matters, because we felt like it did in Dallas. You mentioned it in San Francisco. Why wouldn't revenge be a part of the mindset of Buffalo?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Somebody's okay, got to still here,
we
though.
All forget.
Yeah, Decker.
I guarantee you, Penei Sewell, I guarantee you, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff didn't forget.
Do you remember after that game, Taylor Decker said? He said, we're not the same old Lions. And at that time,
right.
I think there were people who were still not sold on that. They lost, and he said they weren't the same old Lions. But that was during that stretch when things were starting
to
turn.
If they had won that game, they would have been in the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
I just don't think their defense has quite seen a quarterback like that, and I think they could be a little bit exposed in that situation. Look, we're forecasting something 6 weeks down the road.
Right.
I mean,
we have no idea what injuries are going to happen.
Well, yeah, or what if Za'Darius Smith comes in here and he borderline looks like he's replacing Hutch.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we don't know where this thing's headed. I'm just taking, like Jim said, it's the safe pick.
You know what I think is going to happen on the ticket text? I haven't looked yet. Why is our local morning show picking against? Why are they looking to find losses? Why are they so negative? Guys, it's a challenge to find a loss. But if you guys want to take that challenge, 248-539-9797, come relish in the smallest amount of negativity possible. The Lions should handle their business against Houston. If you have thoughts on the matchup, we'll get those there next as well. 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.